Mike, let's go back to last week and give us your general thoughts on what you saw in those games. A big lopsided win against St. Lawrence and then a tough outcome against Clarkson up there in the North Country.
Yeah, I mean, it, a frustrating weekend by results, but, you know, I think that if you're judging, which we try to judge, insider program of getting continue to get better, I thought we made some steps. And we addressed some issues, just technical issues that we had in the previous weekends, and I thought we did a good job with that. Our power play was, helped us win on Friday night, and it helped us lose on Saturday night. And, special teams can be that way. And so it's something that you go back to the drawing board a little bit with, with our special teams, but we got to continue to get better in other areas. I mean, just, Friday night, we did some really good things to create some offense, and on Saturday night, we didn't do those same things. We didn't get to the net enough. We didn't, penetrate and get in the meat of the zone in order to score goals. They're a good hockey team, and we know that, and tough place to play. But combination of all of that was, would come over as frustrating because, I think our guys were ready to play on Saturday. But when you get scored on in a minute into the game and then another one about a minute and a half later, it's neither one of them are great goals. It kind of puts a little damper on the mood on the bench for sure. So it was we fought, and I thought our guys have no qualms about our effort and our energy throughout the course of the game and battling to try to come back in that game. And that's, as a coach, you're kind of, that's all you can ask for. And we just got to get better.
It's like telepathy, I swear. I wanted to ask you this exact question that you alluded to about Saturday's game against Clarkson, because I'm wondering how hard it is to climb out of a hole when you give up a deep shot just over, a minute into the game, a little bit over a minute into the game, and then a few minutes later you give up that power play goal to get into a 2-0 deficit. Like, what's the mood like? Are the guys on the bench upset? How do you face a big early deficit like that?
Well, I think it's a realization it's going to be a long night. I mean, it's a... the bench was good. I thought the guys, didn't get down, and they kept even in the first period. I mean, there were a couple saves that the kid made at the other end that were, if they would have submitted to ESPN, that would have been a highlight. I don't know how the one didn't go in. He's on his back, and I think he just kind of put his glove up. So it's a long night that way. The other part of it is that, I think what sports fans don't see, and that's kind of the interesting part of it, is this kind of thing, is that, on Friday, we had a couple guys wake up that couldn't play because they were sick. And then our power play that was, as I said, was we worked on all week. We go into Saturday's game and Gabe Seager can't play. Mm-hmm. And, it's just one of those things in hockey that, you remove one of those guys, out of your lineup and all of a sudden it just takes a different look, and on your power play. And we struggle with it, instead of overcoming it, when Gabe, he was an integral part of the power play goals the night before, when he's not there, we were looking for answers and we never found them. And those are little subtleties that, I some of the guys that were sick, I give them a lot of credit. I mean, they absolutely gutted it out, in playing in the game. It's tough for a fan, and because they talk to our guys, fans don't really care. Our alumni don't care. The standings don't care. People across the country don't care. All it is a game, and it's a result. And so you got to find a way. When you're not feeling your best, or you're hurt and banged up, or whatever it may be, no one really cares. You got to find a way to win.
Yeah, that's for sure. Mike Schaefer with us here on BTL, head coach of the Cornell Big Red men's hockey team. Let's talk about Friday for a second, because it was a good win up there at St. Lawrence. Max Andreev with a nice night on the power play. And obviously you had to shake things up, as you kind of alluded to, when it came to the special teams because of what you guys were dealing with in terms of the sickness and everything. But what did you like that you saw from that perspective when it really worked out in your favor, and Max having a really nice night out there on the ice?
Yeah, I think that they were patient. They found guys you know, with the way that St. Lawrence kills and Clarkson kills, and they showed the patients in order to kind of, you know, brought around as far as, you know, what was going to be given. And when they finally gave something, you know, I think it was huge, a couple passes from Gabe, and it was, you know, Max Andreev to just a timing to find the open spot in the slot area and finish it. So that timing and those, and a guy that's going to make that play, is said, you know, that disappeared. And, you know, and it's not just on the players, as coaches, we couldn't find the answer either. I mean, we couldn't find the right combination or get the guys to you know, really hunker down and follow kind of the details that we wanted to do on the special teams. Every other aspect of our game was pretty good, you know, but, you know, we just couldn't overcome, you know, that aspect of it. And it's just unfortunate because, you know, it was going to be such an integral part of the game.
On Saturday, you pulled Ian Shane after a bit of time and you went with Remington Keppel, who turned away all the shots that he faced. I'm sure he was more than ready to go, but what's it like to see a player just kind of jump into the action and really stop the bleeding or letting a game get out of hand? And he plays a really big key component on the ice out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Ian did it when we were at University of Minnesota Duluth, and then Rem did it, you know, up there. And, you know, we talked about before the game with the amount of sickness we had, we told guys, everybody's got to prepare like you're going to play.
Sure.
You know, because right up until game time, you never know who's going to go down. So, you know, I think that Rem did a good job of that and be prepared. I think innately, when a goaltender is sitting there on the bench, you know, and he sees maybe a couple goals that shouldn't go in, you know, I think they start to mentally get themselves ready too. I mean, they're not just sitting there and they're all of a sudden they're shocked that, you know, coach decided to make a change. And they have that, you know, innate feeling in their gut that, you know, there could be a change here, and I got to be ready. And so I thought he did a tremendous job.
We're with Mike Schaefer here on BTL, head coach of the Cornell Big Red men's hockey team. The Big Red taking on Yale and Brown this weekend, finally at home inside Lina Rink. You know, one thing I do want to ask, because last week you mentioned that you really wanted to emphasize refining the forecheck and be more disciplined in it. And now that you've played an additional 120 more minutes of hockey, where do you think you're at with that?
It's getting there. I mean, you know, as I said, if that was the if you look at the game on Friday night, you know, we limited them to probably halfway through the game until, you know, some penalties kicked in. You know, they only had six shots on goal. And, you know, the forecheck's just not about creating offense. It's kind of trying to suck the will out of the other team and, you know, and not give them any speed or offensive opportunities. And so, you know, we didn't make any of those, you know, blatant mistakes that we made out at University of Minnesota Duluth where we had a guy go for a breakaway on us. And, but at the same time, we still make mistakes, and it's going to take a long time to, you know, kind of perfect it. And so we're getting there. We continue to work hard on it this week because it's, I think, what's going to launch our offense too, creating turnovers, creating frustration on the other team, trying to get them to force to do some things. And, you know, and it's funny because now you're doing it and you played six teams and, you know, four or five of the teams are trying to do something different to break that pressure, and that gives you experience too. And so it's getting better, but you know, there's a lot of work to be done, and we're trying to get that work done. I mean, I probably, like everybody else, you know, I'm not sure if everybody else, but, you know, flu is hitting everybody really, really, really hard right now, and I think we've had like eight guys out yesterday at practice. So you know, so we're dealing, everybody's probably dealing with it, and we're dealing with it too. And so it's hard to get those kind of reps in practice to try to perfect it when you don't have anybody around. So we're grinding at it and doing our best. And the guys, we got to get them healthy because, you know, they got to have the energy and the ability to play on Friday, regardless of how well they know the forecheck, because they can't move because they're exhausted. It's not going to help us a whole lot. So we're working at it watching video and practicing it and watching more video and game experience is just at the height of intensity is where you learn and we're getting there.
Jeez, you mentioned the flu and the sickness. It seems like it's been going around like crazy all of a sudden, but because of that, is this kind of turned into a day by day and even hour by hour situation about who's going to be playing and what the lines are going to look like for this weekend and all of that? Like, are you guys really taking it almost hour by hour at this point?
Yeah, there will be no really lines this weekend. I mean, it's and I guess what I mean by that, we get our injury report in the morning about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and by the time we practice at, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it changed like five times. Mm-hmm. So, but it just, I think that's part of the being on the road so much, too. I mean, I caught COVID on the road. Our guys have been out there all over the place over the last, 3.5 weeks. And to couple that with just what, the sickness on campus. And, so it's what teams go through. And every team kind of goes through a spurt where they get it. And typically it's in January, but we're getting a little bit earlier this year.
It's crazy. I'm Mike Schaefer with us here on BTL, head coach of the Cornell Big Red men's hockey team. All right, let's talk a little bit about this weekend, though, because being at home, you don't have to worry about the travel. You don't have to worry about all that stuff. And I'm sure in some sense there's maybe, a little bit of excitement with those guys over there, just being back in Ithaca and being able to play inside of Lina, in front of the Lina faithful.
Yeah, so everybody's screaming against you. They're screaming for you for the first time in a while. So it's good, Guys start to develop a complex that everybody hates them. So it's, but yeah, I mean, it's such a momentum game, and it's such a, the sport of hockey, and that's why our fans are some of the best in the country, we look forward to playing in front of them, playing in front of the confines in our own locker room, and all those things, that those extra benefits that come along with it.
When you look at the teams, the Bulldogs and the Bears, they have just one win apiece, and obviously anything can happen. Records don't necessarily indicate where a team is talent-wise. And, for instance, last season they kind of had that slow start like they're having this year, but then they kind of really started finding its groove later on. What have you seen from Coach Elaine's group and what they present this weekend?
Yeah, honestly, with both of them, both Yale and Brown, it's hard to pinpoint why they haven't had the success they've had, because, you watch in the course of the game, I think they're a pretty good hockey team. And I think that, for people, if they looked at our team and said, this team is a 2-4 team, they're not very good, I think it would be a major mistake.
Yeah.
I think that as a coach, you try to press upon our guys that it's early in the year. They're getting their feet underneath them. And, we have to be, we have to understand that, to trust us as a coaching staff when we say that, they're a pretty good hockey team. And forget about their records. And that was a mistake that we made last year. And we talked about it ad nauseum. And I thought that our guys went into St. Lawrence and they trusted us. They knew that, thank God, because St. Lawrence plays so hard and well at home that, we needed to bring that kind of effort and focus in order to win that game. So, you look at Brown, the same thing. They're a team that, the score was 4-3 against Quinnipiac. It was a good hockey game.
Yeah.
So try to put out, you don't bring all your best, and you don't bring it to total focus. Even if you do, you're still at risk of losing. So you have to bring the focus. And so we have enough issues in our own team about how we need to play and how we need to get better, that we're still pushing that envelope. So I don't think there'll be any problem with our guys.
Can't wait to see how it goes down. Great to see you guys back inside Lina. We're looking forward to it. Mike, as always, appreciate the weekly visit. Thanks so much. Good luck, and go get them this weekend, okay?
Thanks a lot, Nick. Appreciate it.